All right, happy to welcome back to the program the Quincy Commissioner of Natural Resources, Dave Murphy, is here to chat about the 70th annual in-person Flag Day Parade in the year 2021. Hey, Dave.
Joe, thank you for having me on for this very exciting event this year.
The exciting part is we're actually going to be able to get to see everybody in person.
Yeah, I think everybody's been looking for the return of some of our traditions, and there's no greater tradition in Quincy than the Flag Day Parade.
Yeah, I think actually in the greater metropolitan Boston area, this is going to be one of the first major in-person events, you know, since the lifting of the restrictions.
I will say in confidence, Joe, as kind of a funny aside, we did get a couple of phone calls from other communities who were very mad at us for going ahead and planning such a large event because they weren't prepared. Our committee has been great. Folks like Paul Daugherty, Barry Welch, and many others have actually been preparing for the restrictions to be lifted. And if they weren't, we'd simply call it off. But we wanted to be in the best position possible. So Paul and Barry have been staying in touch with bands and color guards and our float company for months with the hope that the restrictions would be somewhat lifted and would be in position. So they did a great job of positioning us to be ready to just push the go button and be ready for a great event in 2 weeks.
Good for them. That's great. You know, hope for the best, plan for the worst. And it worked out, which is fantastic. Last year, there was, I think it was the drive under the flag event, Marymount Parkway. How did that go?
It went well beyond my expectations, quite frankly. You know, we have a little line in Quincy that we have the longest running Flag Day parade in the country. So in order to maintain that streak, the mayor wanted to make sure that people could express themselves, but do so in a safe manner considering the pandemic. So we hung a giant version of Old Glory in Marymount Parkway. We played some music, and you know, we had a couple thousand people come by during the course of the day. And I think people were just glad to be part of something. I think they were locked in their houses. They were feeling isolated, and they wanted to be part of something bigger. And in this case, it was a beautiful Saturday afternoon last year. And it wasn't quite the same, of course, as the regular Flag Day Parade, but in the context of the situation that we were in, I think people really appreciated it.
Yeah, you know, who doesn't love to, you know, deck out their cars in red, white, and blue and blast their horns? It's just a lot of fun to let out some tension.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Marymount Parkway, your department's very involved in a major overhaul. How's it going?
It's going well. We've kind of broken it up into parts to make it more manageable and not to kind of disrupt. Route 3A is a major commuter road through Quincy, so we've got to be pretty strategic. And there's a lot of work still planned. So thus far, we've revamped both the water and sewer underneath the road. This past couple of months, we've done the rest of the utilities. So the next phase will be the streets and the sidewalk improvements with the historic lighting and some landscape traffic island work. And it'll really improve the aesthetics of the parkway. And then in a year and a half from now, we're looking at replacing the bridge that goes over Blacks Creek. So there'll be a steady stream of work out there for the next 24 to 36 months. Is a lot of deferred capital work that has to be done that the mayor is looking to tackle. So far, so good. But the largest work still remains out in front of us over the course of the next 2 years.
What will it look like on the night of the parade, Dave?
Well, there's a couple of events that we have in the park, whether it be the high school graduations or Flag Day. They're in very close proximity. So when we meet with any contractor with construction, there's an understanding that we're not doing any construction out here in June because of that. We're also trying to avoid the start of school. Central Middle School now is right at the top of the intersection. So between the opening of school and those first 2 weeks in June, we've told contractors that that can't be part of their schedule. So we have wrapped up this current phase. So they're all done now. So all the construction equipment, et cetera, should be out of there today. So in 2 weeks, when we have the parade, that should be a non-issue.
Okay. June 12th, 7 p.m., parade step off. What's going to be happening?
Everything. We're very excited. As you mentioned, this is a significant anniversary of the parade. You may remember back in 1952, Dick Koch started the Koch Club, marching around Kavanaugh Stadium in Norfolk Downs with their flags, and they had a flag-raising ceremony as well, which started this fantastic tradition. It's grown exponentially in the early 90s to something similar to what you see today with the parade and fireworks and the other ceremonial aspects of it. This year, our 70th, is going to be a little bit different. Like I said, we started planning early, but also in the context of the kind of the tail end of the pandemic. So we're going to have a parade similar to what we've seen for the last probably 30 years. bands, floats, color guards, specialty units, most importantly, the youth groups and the young people of Quincy coming marching down the hill with their flag in hand. We will do something similar to what we did last year when we had the fire trucks on both sides of Marymount Parkway. So the parade this year will come under Old Glory. And the main reason for that is we're not having the traditional flag-raising ceremony at Pageant Field. The amount of planning they had to go into that and the unknown as to the size of the crowds that could gather in one place. And, you know, frankly, some people are still a little bit reluctant. You know, there's I think there's a phasing out that's going on psychologically in society. So I think the plan this year is actually to do the typical parade. Instead of going up to Pageant, the fireworks will be out in Quincy Bay, which, you know, quite frankly, allows for a much larger viewing area so people aren't congregated all together on top of each other. But as importantly, it also allows us to have a different show. So the size of the shells that they can use in Quincy Bay are larger than the ones that they can use here at Black's Creek because of the proximity of the crowd. So we're expecting an even bigger and better fireworks show with the opportunity for people to really spread out from Wallison Beach along the peninsulas and Squanum up through Marymount, Adams Shore, House Neck, and be able to watch it throughout the city. So, you know, we're going to make the most of the situation and, you know, try to turn some of our constraints into a positive.
Okay, so in some regards, then it'll be available to more people than could just cram into Pageant Field, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know there are some pockets, you know, in Marymount and Beechwood Knoll has a great viewing area, and there's some small pockets that we're able to develop at the Pageant location. But now, coming off of Quincy Bay, the larger show, more space to watch it, more appropriate for the tail end of a pandemic.
Okay. Is there actually going to be a barge out in the bay like there is at the Esplanade?
Yeah. Yeah, we're working with the same company. Atlas Fireworks has been fantastic through the years and kind of tailoring their show to our needs. We do catch a break. We're kind of their advertisement for the July 4th shows. So if they have potential customers that they want to show kind of their style to, they invite them down to Quincy. So I think they always put on a little extra for us, because they know that their potential customers are down in Quincy for their potential July 4th show. So they'll be out in barges out in Quincy Bay. And I think it's going to be the best show that we've had in years.
Okay. 9 p.m., right, is the launch that time?
Yes. 9 p.m. for the fireworks, 7 p.m. for the parade.
Okay. And I know typically Dan Quirk is very generous in helping to pay for fireworks. Do you know, is that happening again this year?
It is. Once again, he stepped up. He is, you know, this is one of many contributions he makes to our local community, but he has been very loyal and very reliable as it relates to sponsoring the Flag Day fireworks. We're very appreciative of his continued generosity.
Yeah. Have any units said that they are not comfortable coming, Dave? Is it, or is it about the same size?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Of all the groups we reached out to, not one of them said that they had disbanded or they couldn't do it. You know, we're very excited to have a great lineup of bands, including our own combined high school band, which is growing exponentially. The quality of the music program in Quincy continues to increase. We're very excited to see them. And there's a number of other bands that you've probably seen before. The Windjammers, Dixieland Band, the Northeast Italian Band, the Canton American Legion Band. Some of the crowd favorites that we've seen from years past have come back. And, you know, quite frankly, our organizers are making sure that they come back in numbers that are befit for a parade like this. So we've had some great communication through the months, and I think we're set up for an excellent show this year.
Okay. So in terms of parade viewing, are there any restrictions at all?
No. The state has lifted the mask mandate outdoors. So we tell people do what's best for your individual interest and your family's interest. So if you're comfortable wearing a mask, wear a mask. If you're not comfortable wearing a mask, you don't have to wear a mask. So, you know, I think people have kind of learned a lot through this pandemic, and they've taken upon themselves to understand what's best for themselves and their family. And we encourage people to continue to do the same. Same thing with the participants. So the young kids that are participating in the youth groups, you know, if those that are comfortable wearing masks, they're certainly welcome to wear masks. And those that aren't are certainly welcome not to, based on the current guidelines from the state. So, you know, this is a process we're all going through with the level of comfort and concern that we have. And we just strongly encourage people to make individual decisions for what's best for themselves.
Yeah. Will you have the typical vendors in the parade that we normally do?
Yeah, my guess is you're going to see a good old-fashioned Quincy Flag Day parade. We'll have the bands, the floats, the color guards, the kids, the vendors. You know, the parade route is the same. We're starting on Coddington Street up by the Coddington Building in front of the library. We're going to make our way Hancock Street north to Marymount Parkway, wind down Marymount Parkway, ending at Adams Field. So anywhere along that route, there's plenty of space to gather. There's plenty of space to spread out. So, you know, depending on what you're interested in, what you're looking for, you know, I think the parade route will provide plenty of flexibility for whatever person's interest may be.
And for the fireworks viewing, will people be able to park right along the beach there?
Yeah, there are no restrictions from DCR's standpoint. Quincy Shore Drive will be open. Again, we encourage people to be very careful. You know, there's going to be a large crowd. People aren't used to large crowds. It's been some time since we've had an event like this. You know, Quincy Shore Drive on a good night has a lot of traffic. So those that are going down the boulevard, I guess we'll call it, be very careful, be very smart. Know that there's going to be good crowds all around the city that night. So let's have fun, but let's also be wise and be careful as well.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, for pedestrians, please use the crossing signals, the crosswalks. They're there for your safety and for the driver's safety as well.
Right. And we have a good committee that includes folks from, you know, departments across the city, but as importantly to this topic, the police department.
Yep.
And they have reached out to the state police department and let them know of the event and of the details. And, you know, I fully expect that, you know, there'll be a full complement of public safety folks there, A, to handle pedestrian issues, and B, you know, it's a Saturday night to make sure that it is a family fun and safe environment as well.
Yep. And I'm guessing there's going to be a kind of a marine restriction around the barges. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. The Quincy Police Marine Unit will be involved to make sure that they keep a certain clearance to the barges as well. And we're notifying the two yacht clubs out there as well.
Very good. All the information now is up on the city website, quincyma.gov. Folks will be able to watch it live right here on Quincy Access Television. We're happy to be back to bring folks all the action if they can't make it out, and then watch it again all summer long.
Yeah, it's certain to be the best night of the year.
Anything else we should let folks know about, Dave, either about Flag Day or about what's going on in natural resources?
Well, we've got quite a bit going on, Joe. I could take up two or three shows on the natural resource side. I mean, we're very excited that the parks are back in use. You know, we were on the tail end of about a $38 million capital improvement plan that was proposed by the mayor and approved by the council. And whether it's all of our brand new playgrounds or some of the park renovations we made, we're very glad to see them being used to this level. It's a little bit crazy, but for the right reason. So we're thrilled to have people back out there. We've got a great game going on this week between Quincy North and the baseball field. So plenty of action, plenty of fun, and it's good to be getting back to where we were about 2 years ago.
Yeah, from my point, I've heard a lot of folks, they're finding Kincaid Park again, and they're raving about it. They hadn't seen the improvements that were made, and it's literally night and day.
I think Kincaid is probably our most popular park, even though it's not our biggest. You know, if you go down there on a Saturday between the soccer games, the basketball games, we're opening up the Spray Park this weekend for Memorial Day, and the walking trail. You know, I think if the pandemic taught us anything, that underlying health and wellness is really important. So as a park system, we're looking at adding some of these simple little walking trails. We don't need to build a full-on track like we did at Faxon Field. But if we have some of our neighborhood parks that present an opportunity for people to walk, well, you know, maybe it's a night after work, maybe somebody's playing soccer, but, you know, to provide those kind of simple and easy exercise options, Kincaid's walking path is, you know, it's as busy as Wallace and Beach on some nights. I mean, it is a very, very popular location and money very well invested in that neighborhood.
Yeah, I had a chance to chat with Julie Sullivan, the environmental scientist, about the app that she's put together for folks to find all the different places in Quincy to walk and to enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, Joe, I mean, I think people found our parks with all the gyms being closed, with the restrictions on fitness and yoga and gyms. You know, they went to our parks and they found the walking trails and the walking paths, and you know, there was a kind of a renaissance of some of our wooded areas from Faxon Park to Squaw Rock to Marymount Park. And Julie's picked up on that, and she has the highlighted GPS walking trail map. So for those that are looking for new and exciting places to walk, hike, or just enjoy nature, you know, jump on our website. And there are 17 different locations throughout the city so far. We're probably going to add to that. So if you're out and about looking for a way to keep in shape or just enjoy the outdoors, you know, I'd certainly encourage you to take a look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We're going to see you in the parade, Dave, one of your department vehicles.
Certainly the department will be there. I enjoy marching with my kids. Unfortunately, my kids are getting a little bit older, so I'll have to cajole them a little bit to march this year, but I thoroughly enjoy it. It's, you know, as a kid, I marched in it myself, and it's always my favorite day of the year to see the whole community come together the way we do for the Flag Day Parade. So I hope to be in it, but it's going to come down to what my 11-year-old says.
Hey, that's when you know when you're getting old, when you want to do it more than your kids do. Right. And don't forget the hoodsies.
Yes, that's right.
All right, Dave. Appreciate your time. Good to talk to you.
Likewise. Thank you, Joe.
Right, take care. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.